Good morning. We're starting Chayyadim Klamim Aleph, Simon Aleph. So we gave the introduction yesterday. Today we're going to start the actual Klal. Hevetelecho belishtos kadam natilas yadayim lasuda. A person is about to start the meal. Instead of going straight to the meal, he wants to eat something beforehand, eat or drink something beforehand. So now, imhem midvorim shetzorach levorach aleim besechas suda. There are the types of items, but even if a person would eat it during the meal, one would need to make a bracha rishona on those items. Could go in peiros, for example, fruit, an apple, an orange, or something of that sort. And he's planning to eat peiros during the meal. Whether these peiros or other peiros shouldn't make a difference. And he has kavana now when he makes the Brit of Eitz to cover the peiros that he's going to eat during the meal. So then we can say comfortably that this bracha ha'eitz that he's saying right now is considered part of the meal, because he would have to make a bracha. Excuse me. Bracha Rishona during the meal, and he's doing this now in order to take care of that Bracha Rishona that he needs during the meal. So this is part of Tzarech Hasuda. L'chein mutter av l'chatchila lechol v'lishtois kamosha yirtza. Therefore, there's nothing wrong with doing this before the meal. It's not a Bracha Shein Tzricha, because you're going to say this Brei Pio Eitz during the meal either way. So it's not a Bracha Shein Tzricha. So that's one issue. Like, why are you making a bracha now? Just wash and eat the meal and not make a bracha. Well, either way, he has to make the bracha. So it's not a bracha shein tzricha, number one. And number two, do you need to make a bracha achrona? So benching covers everything which is considered part of the meal. Now, this is not really part of the meal because you're eating it before the meal. But since this bracha is needed for the meal, you need to make the Brei Pio Eitz for the meal. And you're making the Brei Pio Eitz right now with the intent to cover the food that you're going to be eating during the meal, the food which needs a bracha during the meal. So therefore it becomes an element of Tzarech Hasuda, and therefore is considered part of the meal. And we're comfortable saying that the benching should cover it. Therefore there's no need to say bracha achrona on the fruit that you ate before the meal. The birchas of mazon tifter hakol, k'mas shepateres mashiach b'sech hasuda. The same way the benching covers the food which one eats during the meal. In other words, if a person eats fruit during the meal, he has to say Brei Pio Eitz. So why does benching cover it? The same way the hamotzi doesn't cover the bracha rishona, we should argue the benching does not cover the bracha achrona. So that's not true. Since it's considered part of the meal, for benching purposes, it's going to be covered. So this Brei Pio Eitz that you're saying before the meal is also considered part of the meal. So in other words, we're going to look at a difference between hamotzi covering foods during the meal and benching covering foods during the meal. In other words, hamotzi covers the food during the meal along the lines of the din of Ikur and Tofel. That by most cases of Ikur and Tofel, you make a bracha on the Ikur, you cover the Tofel. It's only if you're going to be eating the Ikur and Tofel together. Bread is considered so significant that even if you do not eat the items together with the bread, they're still considered secondary to the bread. And that's why hamotzi covers most of the foods during the meal. So that we can argue that things which do not come to accompany the bread being the mainstay of the meal, and there are foods which are part of the meal, so meat, fish, cheese, vegetables, normally eaten as part of the meal. They're eaten in l'haspia to, their primary purpose is to be there, not l'tanug, but to fill you up. So, and that's the main purpose of bread. So we look at the bread as the primary filler, filling you up, and everything else is secondary to it, even if you don't eat it with the bread. Peiros, which are more for tainug, etc., are not considered similar to the way you eat bread. And the bracha of Amotzi does not cover peiros. But that's regards to bracha Rishona, that works with the rules of Iker and Tofel. Benching works with the rules of what's considered part of the suda. Is it part of the meal or not? See, if it's part of the meal, benching will cover it. So peiros are covered, peiros during the meal are covered with benching. So the bracha Rishona you're going to need a repuates, but no bracha achrona. Now the Chayyanim is saying the same way that's true by peiros during the meal. Since you ate these peiros before the meal, but there was some element of sarach suda in them, i.e. you needed the brepio eitz to cover the peiros during the meal. So the peiros even before the meal have a sarach suda, they're considered part of the meal, and benching will cover it. We'll see more about these ideas as we go along, but the Chayyanim is introducing this idea that benching will cover anything which is sarach suda, even if it's eaten before the meal. Next year we'll talk about an example of this in regards to a drink. He gave an example of a fruit. We talk about this as an example in regards to a drink, Beth Hashem, in the next shiur. Have a good day.